Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, who want to remind you that coming up on Saturday is Earth Day on the Square. MTE is the proud presenter and organizer of this event now in its 24th year. They're going to have local and organic products, live music, and the kids are going to have a good time. They'll have a kids zone, hands-on games, activities. It's don't miss opportunity, especially if you've got young ones. They're going to absolutely enjoy Earth Day. 10 to 2 on the square, and it's free. That's a good thing, too. Looking for those free, fun things to do? Find out more at rcearthday.com. Well, today our conversation is going to surround the Salvation Army here in Rutherford and Cannon Counties. Is that still the name? Did I get all that right?
Yes.
Okay. Sergeants Keith are here. George Keith and Ruby Keith joining us today. And good morning to you both. Good to have you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So we just come off, I guess. Some will argue that Christmas, but I really think that Easter is the biggest, you know, religious holiday, right? So coming off of Easter, and Sergeant Keith, I guess it was a pretty big activity for you guys there at the church.
Yes, sir. We had a Spradley music concert. We had an Easter egg hunt, a Seder meal, and, of course, Easter Sunday was a good celebration.
So you put all of those, you were saying, Ruby, that you just spread all of that out in the whole week, right?
We did. So Palm Sunday weekend is when we had our concert and our Easter egg brunch and egg hunt. And our egg hunt brought over 100 people. We gave them a hot breakfast. There was crafts and games. Whataburger from Old Fort was there, and they did face painting. They donated eggs, and then they were also giving some things away too, so it was great to have Whataburger there with us. And then we even did a science experiment with them to show them and demonstrate how our sins can be washed away with Jesus. And so that all led up to the big egg hunt. We had over 1,000 eggs hidden in our backyard, as we call it. And they got to go out there and have a great time. We had 3 different egg hunts for age groups, 3 different age groups going on. So that way the big kids got some, and so did the little ones.
Yeah.
And so everyone had fun.
You've got a really great back area right behind the property, don't you?
Yes, that's why I kind of laughed at backyard, because it's much bigger than just a backyard. But yes, it's great. We are definitely looking forward to utilizing that space more for more things.
Yeah, might as well. And who knows the future? I know that there's always been conversations of what could we really do with this property to impact the community. So
yes,
hopefully those conversations are continuing. And Ruby, kids are such a big part of, you know, they get so excited about the holidays and Easter, and this is really a good way to sneak in a little bit of the word, right?
That's absolutely right. And that's why it was so important. We've learned over our years, you put the Easter story before the egg hunt. Because after the egg hunt, you've lost, you know, you're competing with chocolate and all of
there's
that.
There's no competing there.
So, yes, we always make sure that there's a little bit of word in there somehow, and also an invitation to church. So everybody went home with a personal invitation as well as a postcard inviting them to come back for church on Sundays at 10 o'clock for Sunday school and 11 for church.
George, I don't know that a lot of people, when they think of the Salvation Army, they may think of, you know, their hair there in disasters and, you know, serve hot meals or, you know, helping in homeless situations. But, you know, every Sunday there's a church service, right?
Yes, sir. At 11 a.m. is our worship service. 10 a.m. is Sunday school, of course. And really, the Salvation Army was started as a movement of the church, and we continue that tradition to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, to meet human need in His name without discrimination. And everything that we do, our disaster services, our homeless services, our financial services, all of that comes out of a need to share Jesus with people. Because you know, if someone's worried about their rent or worried about where they're going to sleep next or what they're going to eat, they don't really want to hear your gospel and
sure,
meet that physical need. And that's what we try to do every day.
Well, and that's also a way to, you know, help meet their need, but also gives you the opportunity that you wouldn't have if you weren't doing that, right?
Yeah.
You mentioned a Seder. So walk us through that for some people who don't really understand what that might be.
So the Seder is actually a Jewish festival. It's their Passover meal. And so we were able to, we don't do a full Seder meal, and it's condensed. We link the Passover with Christ's life, with his second coming. For example, a tradition is to leave a chair out for Elijah, a spot for Elijah, and Jesus, as the Messiah, fills that spot, and we leave that chair out as Christians still because we're waiting for him to return.
Yeah, that's awesome. I think sometimes, you know, we can get lost in tradition or get caught up in tradition, you know, but it's good to remember those things, especially, absolutely, you know, with what was fulfilled in just those. I mean, there were between Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, three Jewish festivals that were all celebrated, you know, during the time, right in a row, Passover being one of those, that the Lord fulfilled when he was, you know, crucified and then rose on that Sunday.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So it's good to think about those things and remember. And, you know, if you've got an opportunity with an egg hunt, Ruby, or whatever it is, whether it's children or adults, just a means to spread the word.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's why we also had the concert on Friday night with Spradley Music. They are a folk acoustic music. They've toured the UK. They've toured the United States.
Neat.
And they're actually from around here. And so they're back home for a little while. And so they came on down and did some music for us. And it was a great opportunity, another way to, add that touch of the gospel to maybe those that wouldn't hear it otherwise.
Now, did you have that in the chapel?
We did,
okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's a family, so it's a mom, dad, son, and daughter. And the daughter plays the violin beautifully, and the son was on the keyboards, and then mom
Neat.
And dad sang. It
was
very cool.
Very talented family.
Very, yes.
Well, that's cool. So I guess let's offer the invitation for anyone who maybe is listening, doesn't have a church home, has you know, thinking about that. I guess they should show up. You said 10 o'clock, so is that like a Sunday school time?
Yes, so okay. 10 o'clock is our Sunday school. We have a children's Sunday school and an adult Sunday school. And then 11 o'clock is when our service starts.
Okay. Well, very good. We're talking to the Sergeants Keith, George and Ruby Keith, joining us here from the Salvation Army. And we go right from Easter, springtime, to summer camp. You've got to be kidding me. That's a big leap, but it's really not. I mean, we're about just a little over a month away from school being out. So
yes.
Who wants to talk about summer camp?
I'm going to let Ruby take that.
All right. Somehow that got put on my to-do list, if you heard that.
I gotcha.
So yes, the Salvation Army has our Camp Paradise Valley. It is actually on Dale Hollow Lake on the Kentucky and Tennessee border. And so it's a great place for our children, our youth of our community, to be able to get away during the summer and have some of those experiences they wouldn't normally have here. There's boating, there's swimming in the pool, in the lake, there's canoeing or kayaking, bonfires, archery, crafts, those kinds of experiences, and you get to make new friends. As well as, we always like to say, it's a safe place. They're getting three hot meals a day, and they're able to get out of home, get out of normal, and come back at the beginning of the school year and say, look what I did. You know, I got to go do something, which is something maybe a lot of children don't get to do. And then it also allows the parents to be able to provide them with an experience like that.
Maybe a lot of adults that are listening right now will remember camp. It could have been a church camp. I went to 4-H camp quite a bit, and for a kid to have a camp experience, there's nothing like it.
Yes, definitely. And this year we actually are adding, they added a 1 week music camp.
Oh, neat.
So it could be for anyone. You don't have to have experience. That's part of it, is if you have an interest and you want to see if music is for you, you now have a week of music camp you can go to as well.
Well, that's awesome. So how many camps are there? I mean, it's just like all summer, I guess, right?
There's different camps that run all summer long. Mm-hmm. However, our camp, the one that's for our community that we're taking children up there for, is the week of, it's the July 3rd week, July 4th week. I know that because my daughter's birthday is July 3rd.
Oh, okay.
And so it's that week. It's a Monday to Saturday. So we take them up on a Monday. We bring them back on a Saturday. And then there's also the music camp. So there's those two, as well as there is a teen male youth camp also available, where they actually camp out. They do more of like an outdoor adventure rather than sleeping in cabins and stuff like that. So really there's three opportunities.
Yeah.
The normal camp for the week, the music camp, and then for the teen boys to go out and be able to experience wilderness a little bit.
That's a little probably much for me. I don't know. George,
I love that stuff.
You're a teen camper?
Our boys are, and our daughter's in the scouts as well. So we love camping.
Okay. Well, that's, yeah.
I'm actually hoping that's my camp assignment, but we'll see what happens.
Well, that might be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
if you're into that kind of thing. So is that a week long? I couldn't imagine it being a week.
It is.
Is it really? Yeah. Whew, man. Mm-hmm. Okay. So
yes. There's showers and everything.
Okay.
Don't worry.
Well, that's good. That's good. I was going to say things with teen boys could be a little ripe by the end of the week, but
yes.
The opportunity for the youth here in our community, who is this open to, I guess?
So this is open to any kids that are children that are 7 to 17. And actually, because of sponsors and great opportunities for them, it is actually free.
Really?
For attendees. And so you just go to the website. It's kind of it's an interest form. So it doesn't mean you're automatically enrolled. You fill it out. It sends us a notification. We contact them and then we're able to register them for the actual camp week. So we try to make it as easy as possible. And then we will actually hold once they are registered, we'll send them a date of a night where all the families are going to get together. So that way the kids kind of know each other, as well as the parents kind of know us, who they're dropping their kids off with. And then we're able to, they have friends before they go.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah,
that's our process, online registration and then meeting in person.
Now, do we do that from SalvationArmyMurfreesboro.org? Is there
a
link?
Okay. Mm-hmm. And there's summer camp there. And then you'll be able to fill out it tells you each week, tells you what they're open to, what they're going to be doing that week. And then you'll be able to register from there.
Yeah, I see. SalvationArmyMurfreesboro.org/camp if you want to go directly to that, where you can register a child. And there's also a donate button if you want to help send a child to camp.
Absolutely. Because of investments and for people giving, we are able to provide that unique opportunity for children to do this. And we firmly believe that camp changes lives. It's there where you learn to interact. It's there where you learn that little bit of independence,
yeah.
Right? And you get to do these new things and test your fears a little bit, right? Like if you're a little afraid of water, well, all your friends are going, you know, you want to go too. Or maybe you've never been in water, or never, you know, been to a lake. You've swam pools or whatever it may be. And so it's okay to test some of those bound fears that children sometimes don't have an opportunity to test in a healthy, safe place.
Well, that's where I took swim classes, and I won't, you know, sink like a rock, but, you know, a slow rock now. But, you know, at least that kind of got me introduced to that. So have you been to Camp Paradise Valley before?
Yeah, we have been. It's a great, it's a beautiful camp.
I've heard it's beautiful up there, really.
It is. And, you know, along that lines of camp changing lives, in that teen boy camp, one summer we had a young man come, and the first day, we almost sent him home because of his attitude, and he was picking fights and everything. But by the end of that week, you know, he had accepted Christ. And then I, you know, he was going to the Salvation Army. This was up in Maryland, and he I stayed in touch. I was friends with his pastors, his corps officers, and but that he it that that summer changed him. Like he was a young leader in the church and was a good example to the kids. And it was actually the first summer that he didn't get sent home. So it really has an ability to impact a child for the rest of their life.
So are there any dates that we need to be aware of, Ruby, about this or for the interest getting that form in? I guess the sooner the better.
The sooner the better.
Okay.
Especially because it is an interest form and we definitely want to get them registered by the second week of May. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
it's here. So it's here, ready or not, it is here. And so definitely as soon as possible, let's get in contact. Let's be able to sign them up.
Well, I'll put links here on the podcast page to this as it says unlock a summer of growth, fun, and lifelong memory. So can't beat that summer camp, and you can't beat the price either. So
no,
get in,
can't.
Get registered, and enjoy that. All right. Well, thank you both for coming in. It's been fun. Yes,
thank you, Brian.
Our friends from the Salvation Army joining us today. It's Sergeants George and Ruby Keith here on the show. And again, I'll put a link to the podcast up here on, or a link to their website for camp sign up on our podcast there as well. Have a great day, everybody. We will see you back here next time for another edition of Rutherford Issues.